Hello, everyone.
Long this Talk is Radio.
Good afternoon, good evening to all of our listeners. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is Compassion Bikini. Welcome to our show. All the callers out there, if you'd like to call in, our number is 347-637-3220. Again, the number is 347-637-3220. So tonight, we are here with Monique and a group of lovely ladies who are doing brushstrokes and Bellini. And Monique, please share with us, what is this program that you started, or what is this party here?
Well, it's an opportunity for a group of ladies to get together and have a creative social event. So it's a 3-hour guided art class with a cocktail.
And the cocktail is called?
The cocktail is a Bellini, and it's named after, it was a cocktail created in Venice, Italy, at Henry's Bar, and it was inspired by Giovanni Bellini's painting, who uses a lot of orange.
Oh.
So the cocktail is champagne and peaches, and it has the orangey color, so they called it a Bellini.
Wow.
It's appropriate to put it together with art.
So then, if you don't drink, is there a virgin the cocktail? Is there such a thing?
Sure, but I haven't been asked for one.
Okay, let's talk about art. What is your definition of art? And how did you get started and become this awesome artist?
Well, it started with my mom. She put me behind an easel when I was 2, and she guided me along the way and gave me the foundation. And from then on, I did a lot of trial and error and played around with lots of different mediums, and it brought me to where I am today. So art for me is, I've mainly taken creative ideas for other people and brought it into form. So
what is your favorite canvas or substance to work with?
Oils. I love oils. They're very forgiving. They blend easy. And my favorite subject is portraits. So I've done some commissioned portrait paintings for a couple of clients. And I've always loved just painting people.
Painting people. So one of the things that you were saying about art is about colors and lines, yeah? So what makes art or a picture just beautiful?
Color is probably 99% of the result. So a correct color harmony, it's not something that I could put into words. That's what I'm learning now through teaching the art classes. But it's always been very intuitive on my palette and what color I mix and what looks harmoniously together, what flows together.
And then what happened if people, like, I don't have an ounce of art in me, I don't know how to draw, I barely know how to use crayons in the lines. I mean, how do I do this?
So for the classes, I start with pre-lined canvases, so that takes the stress of drawing for people out of the class, and it's a limited class between 3 hours. And then we work with the color wheel. I can give the foundation of colors, and usually it's on a, you know, by person. I help people one at a time with mixing colors, or it's just, you know, working with the color wheel. You know, you uh-huh. your basic primary colors, and then they learn tertiary colors and secondary colors, and everybody picks up on it pretty quickly in a class.
So if you started with the blank canvas, like when I first came, it was just basically a blank canvas with drawn stuff. So where do they begin? Do they start with the background, or do they start with the center and move out? I mean,
background first. The background gets covered, and then progressively you keep adding color to the canvas until the last. So that defines the painting.
And then, so one of these activity lasts 3 hours. How does
three
that?
3 to 4 hours.
Oh, 3 to 4 hours. Mm-hmm. So how do you get them to get going? Because, you know, you could be in one of these portraits forever.
Yeah. So yeah, because the artist painting is never completed, merely abandoned.
Uh huh.
So I just try to motivate everybody and keep pushing through it, and try to just help them bring awareness to how long they're spending time on certain areas, and then, you know, it's progressively they learn as they go. To know what's important and what's not important.
And how do you decide, like, what month to do what, you know?
So I've left it up to the hostess to pick a theme.
Mm-hmm.
So with that theme, I create a painting, and then that's the painting that I instruct. So it's off of somebody else's concept,
uh-huh.
and then I make the painting, and that's what we paint. So I do some classes for the public,
yeah.
that are open at my house,
yeah.
and then I pick the theme, usually just whatever inspires me, or
I
sometimes
see.
Off of prior requests for people. So I have a long list of ideas for future paintings.
I see. And then you said a lot about what you do, what you're really passionate about is creativity. So tell us about being creative. What does it mean to be creative? How do you know when you touch that point of creating something great? What are you passionate about?
Anything that can manifest into form. So any thought or idea, or often I see something, I'm like, oh, I can make that. You know, it's
uh-huh.
always been wanting to do stuff with my hands, and I have so many mediums and so many things that I can use. It's just whatever thought comes into my mind and I have the time to feed that and bring it to life is what I go with.
And then where do you find these creative ideas?
Sometimes they're inspired by things that I see in my environment or from a certain person. I recently got into life casting a couple years ago, and I think
uh-huh.
it all started with a YouTube video, and then
uh-huh.
it led me to more research on life casting, and then through trial and error and playing with the materials and everything, took me to now professionally doing life casting for pregnant women on their bellies, or boudoir casts. You want to, you know, go through a phase in life where you're at your peak point and you want to glorify or make
uh-huh.
that last forever. You can do a sculpture with that. And
okay, hold on. So I'm so what is life casting?
I actually make a mold of a person's body or
uh-huh.
body part, hands, torso, or the pregnant belly,
uh-huh.
and make it into a decorative sculpture.
Uh-huh.
So it actually can it mounts. I actually did one for Amy. She's here tonight.
Oh, really? So,
yeah.
Wow. Is Amy here? Hi, Amy.
Hi.
So, You put a cast on, like, a pregnant
yeah.
belly, and then after that, what do you do?
I prep it and make it into a canvas, and
uh-huh.
then whatever the client wants to have painted on it, I can paint on it, or I can do a decorative paint finish and make it look like silver or gold or texture it. I mean, it's unlimited, the avenues that I can go with the light casting or any part of work, you know, with just all the different mediums and foundations that I've played with in art, they're mm-hmm. all kind of, you know, they come, one influences the other, and then, you know, I can, they mesh together.
Wow. So, like, so I see that a lot of these parties are mostly women. So how do you get men in here to paint?
Their wives usually bring it.
So this is not something that a lot of men will do. Maybe, you know, beer and...
Well, I offered a Brushstrokes and Brewskis version of it, and uh-huh. I'm completely open to it, and the guys usually get down with it, and they paint it, and they have a lot of fun with it. They're really... the last class I had a couple of guys in it. They were really fun. Go with the flow, really flexible. They had a lot of fun. They said they liked it a lot more than they thought they would. They were glad that they came.
So what is one of the inspiration that makes you just keep continuing this class that you didn't know when you first started?
The satisfaction, like the a lot of the people that come are not painters on a daily basis. They've mm-hmm. never picked up a brush. They don't know how to play with paint. And then they come and they paint, and, you know, most everybody is just completely satisfied and just, you know, in disbelief that they had completed a painting.
Uh-huh.
You know, so it's nice to be able to influence people and to show them that they too can be creative. So.
Wow. So, okay. So this show is about, compassion. And there are five philosophy about the show. One is we try to be positive, and two, we find ordinary people who are doing extraordinary things that help improve the life of other people, bring happiness and well-being. And then, of course, three is to increase the happiness, the gross product of happiness in all. And then, of course, four is we like to learn something. So here you're talking to us about art, and we're learning a lot of, you know, stuff about art we didn't know. And then the last thing is we always find what is the guest definition of compassion. So what is your definition of compassion, and how is that related to art?
I think compassion to me is unconditional love.
Mm-hmm.
And how that comes into my art is being very forgiving with myself
mm-hmm.
and learning from the mistakes of each brushstroke.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, with this lifetime journey of art, it's all been trial and error. So bringing in the compassion and being forgiving and learning from it, and then even being hard on myself, and then, you know, coming back to forgiveness and unconditional love, and just doing the best I can to open myself up and be just kind of like a, to me, I'm just like a conduit. Like the inspiration uh-huh. comes to me, but it's not of me. It's
uh-huh.
from a divine intelligence, a greater intelligence. And then I just have the tools and the ability to create with it.
Uh-huh.
But without compassion and without that unconditional love, I can be blockages to it.
Uh-huh.
So with that's really is my flow for my artwork.
Wow, that's a great definition. Wow, that's kind of cool. Okay, so any other things that you're passionately love to do, and just a little bit about yourself, your history, and places, you know, that you have been that just makes you have, you know, wide knowledge and a lot of experience about art?
Well, I've always been told I have a very unique eye with how I perceive things.
Mm-hmm.
So my whole world is my inspiration.
Uh-huh.
Nature, the trees outside, the colors of the leaves in fall, the museums, and looking at other artists' artwork and, you know, seeing how it's made. Architecture, it's unlimited. It's not one. I'm so attracted by color and architecture and people and everything in the world around me. Just to be able to put that on canvas and share it with other people and give it.
And then, so who's your favorite artist?
Ooh, that's hard. I like Maxfield Parrish. He is, the way he does his color and his depth, and he incorporates people, it's kind of a romantic theme of art.
Yeah. How about your favorite sculptor?
He is actually in California. His name is Richard McDonald.
Uh-huh.
And the way he captures the human form is just unbelievable. He's inspired by the Cirque du Soleil performers.
Uh-huh.
He does work for Cirque du Soleil, and just his sculptures are just jaw-dropping. And then, of course, Michelangelo.
Uh-huh.
The statue of David, I about fell out.
What's your favorite painting in the world? In the whole wide world, what's your favorite painting that you've seen that is just, you're so touched it makes you cry?
I don't have one.
You don't have one?
Gosh, no, not one is coming. Like, I love them all. I'm just so completely enamored by them all. There's not one that has just, like, really captured me.
And then so I see that there's a lot of women and a lot of moms are here. So what were some recommendations that you could inspire mom to get their kids to draw more, do a lot of art? What are some ideas you have?
Creative play and exploration.
Mm-hmm.
How we all learn. So just by giving the tools and spending a little time and just doing a little exploration process, not going for a certain look, but just playing, just, you know, getting your hands dirty, getting into the paint, see how the paint works, and just being patient with it.
Uh-huh.
and just play with it.
What do you think about paint by numbers?
Paint by numbers is good. Any type of painting that just gets you in the groove of learning the shading and where the placement of color goes, that's a really, really good start.
Uh-huh.
There's nothing wrong with paint by numbers.
I paint by numbers.
This class is essentially like a paint by numbers, but you know, it's not numbered. I'm the numbers.
Oh, you're the numbers.
I'm the lines, and I'm the numbers.
So tell us a little bit about this group that you have here.
So this group I have here tonight is southeast of a C-130 squadron here in Ramstein, and they chose to go with the C-130Js. So that's what they're working on tonight. I did a layout of the plane, and they're all successfully doing a great job. Some of them, most of them have never picked up a brush before.
Wow, really? You can't tell. It seems like you can. It's pretty cool. So is it okay if I ask you a couple questions? Would that be cool? Okay. So we are here at Mary's house. Let's start with Amy. Can I ask you a question? So you did life, Monique did life casting for you, right?
Yes, she did.
What did she life cast? What did she do?
She did my belly when I was 8.5 months pregnant.
Wow. Yeah. And how was it?
It was an experience, the standing and the time waiting. And then once I saw the final product, it was all worth the wait.
Oh, really? So do you think that you should, yeah, I don't know. Would you recommend this for other moms who are expecting?
Definitely. Everybody I know that's pregnant, I always show them the pictures and tell them who did it and give them her email address. And
wow. Okay, so tell us about the your C-130, Super Hercules. So tell us, what does this whole experience feel like? What did you learn that you didn't know before?
Painting and time and patience. It was definitely an experience. I've never painted before other than by numbers, the oil paintings, and this was definitely an experience trying to figure out what colors mesh together better and how to line everything, the different brushes you have to use. It was definitely an experience.
So what did you love about it?
The painting, and as well as getting to know the style better, being more potluck, and just all getting together and doing one thing together. It's really interesting.
Wow. So this is like more like the whole squadron.
Yeah, this is a squadron event.
Wow. This is kind of cool. Super. I could see all the nice color green here.
awesome. Super Hercules. Why'd you name it that?
The J models is Super Hercules. Is the H models, which is just the Hercules, and just each model has their own name.
So what are you gonna do with this painting?
Put it in my husband's office.
Awesome. You are you gonna like sign your name somewhere?
Somewhere, hopefully.
Well, thank you. Anybody else? Oh, can I ask you both a question? Are you all done with your painting?
Yes, yes.
You are?
Yes.
So is this your first time, second time, third time?
First time.
What do you think of it?
It was a lot of fun.
So you had to paint standing up the whole time.
The whole time, and it's exhausting after 3 hours.
So do you have a new respect for artists out there?
Yeah. Definitely.
It turned out better than I thought it would.
Yeah.
But it's still, not like the example painting.
Did you not hear her history? I mean, she's, kind of, you can't compare your stuff with Monique's. I mean, she's, talented. So what are you going to do with your pictures?
I will probably hang it in our office.
Oh, did you sign your name?
No, I need to. I'm waiting for it to dry, and I will come back
around. Awesome. What are you going to do with your painting?
I'm going to give it to my husband, and he can decide what he wants to do with it.
Is this your first painting on canvas?
Yes.
Wow. So what do you think of your whole airplane? Do you are glad you're done, or you're like, oh, look at this. I'm so awesome.
I am kind of like, wow, this looks pretty good, but I had a lot of help.
Can I see your painting? Is it up there?
It's in the other room.
Oh, okay. All right. How about, okay, Ashley.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, look at this. This is pretty awesome. Okay, so can you tell us a little bit about your painting, your experience of being in this event?
Sure. It was lots of fun.
Uh-huh.
And got its challenges, which I guess I like, because you got to push through your challenge, and that it gives you, and so it's great because of that, and I like challenges, so.
What were some challenges that you had to face?
Detail. And I wanted to get all the detail in right away, and it wasn't until Monique mentioned, wait till the end. And then I was like, aha, you're right.
Oh, any other?
How
about the color combination?
The shadowing was a little difficult, but I don't know. You just keep going on top. I don't know. I just kind of watched what other people were doing and just kind of went with it. So it turned out good and fun, and it was a great experience. So, but you make of it, right?
That's correct. Okay, so I'm really curious. This whole Bellini cups with this awesome drink, I see there's some that is still left there. So does the alcohol and the drinking kind of make it a fun activity, or do you kind of get relaxed and then you just draw whatever? I mean, what is it? Is it what do you think? I don't know. Anybody?
Well, we weren't taking shots. So
oh.
If we hadn't taken shots, I think it would have been a lot more interesting.
You know what? I've been looking at this painting over here, and I'm like, purple and blue sky. You are pretty original out of this whole group. And I was like, wow, look at the purple and the sky blue. So what inspired you to do the purple and the sky blue?
A Colorado sunset.
Oh, nice.
It doesn't look anywhere near as beautiful, but
it's pretty darn colorful. Because I was sitting at the sofa, and I was like, wow, those are really kind of interesting skies. And
yeah.
I'm like, I want to see what the end product is. So what is your whole experience of brushstrokes and Bellini? What did you like best?
What did I like best? Getting to play around with the paint.
Uh-huh.
It's been an eye-opener.
Like what?
It's a lot harder than you would think.
Really?
Yeah.
So did she pick out like the number of brushes you need to do, or you kind of have to like do your pick
she
your own brush?
She guided us in the direction of which brushes we needed, but I don't think she put a number on the ones that we had.
Uh huh. You're pretty good with color combinations, you know, with the whole purple and ish bluish lavender ish. What's the color blue called?
It's lavender or periwinkle.
Periwinkle.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah, that's very cool. Periwinkle.
Thank you.
I like it. So, anybody else?
The theme tonight was a little bit more complicated, so it is a little bit more challenging. But they are going to leave tonight also with a lot of tools for foundations of painting. They probably have more of a learning experience from one class tonight than any other class because it was a more complicated thing.
What makes it so complicated?
The detail, because it does require a lot of patience and you really have to kind of be with that. And it's all progressive. So just keeping with the patience, and then the brushwork that they learned tonight in one night is, I mean, brushwork that would take months for some people to learn. So
what would you like to leave them with when they are leaving here? What would, like, three things that you would want
three
them to?
Things?
Yeah, three things that you would like to leave them with.
I would like for them to encourage them to come back to the canvas with brush and paint and to be playful and explore more with painting. And the more that you go forward with it, the
mm-hmm.
more you learn, and of course, the better you become at it, as with all things.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you have to have patience for painting, and then you also have to know when to walk away. So,
okay, when should you walk away?
When you get frustrated.
So you should never paint when you're frustrated, is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's when the blockages come.
Uh-huh.
When the blockages and you can't flow as easily, and when you're a beginner, you're a little bit harder on yourself, and it's a little bit more difficult to go through it, and you just, with the patience, and just, you know, keep moving forward.
Okay, keep moving forward. Patience.
Go
with the flow. All right. Anybody else would like to make a comment? No? Okay. Well, thank you very much for having me here, Mary. Thank you for hosting this show. And so for all the listeners out there, thank you for joining us. And the chat room is now closed. So if you are in the East Coast, have a great afternoon. If you are in the West Coast, have an awesome day. And then if you're like the rest of us here in Germany, have an awesome night. Drive home. And Monique, thank you, thank you, thank you, Monique.
Thank you, Kim.
Have a great night. Bye-bye.